let's get to it. As the company negotiator, what's your opening position on the wage increase we're demanding? We're pushing for a 5% raise across the board to keep up with inflation. Your move.
Thanks everyone for coming back to the table. As we said in our last session, we're committed to reaching a fair agreement, but we need to jump into wages and benefits since we know that that's going to be an issue that's front and center.
Bob, as Tom, I appreciate the commitment to fairness. Wages and benefits are definitely at the core of this. Our members are firm on that 5% wage hike to match inflation. Plus, we're looking for improved healthcare coverage, specifically lower out-of-pocket costs. What's the company's stance on these? Can you meet us there, or what's your
Excuse me. We understand your position, but we've got to start to come to grips with some hard truths here, Tom. Our sales are down 12% year over year. Two of our top three customers are now sourcing components from Taiwan, and this is putting some competitive pressure on us. We're not trying to wave the white flag here, but we have to keep this plant competitive, or none of us will have jobs to negotiate over on the next contract.
Bob, I hear you on the sales drop and the competitive pressure. That's real. But our workers are feeling the squeeze too, with costs rising faster than their paychecks. A 5% wage increase isn't just a want. It's what keeps them afloat. Healthcare costs are eating them alive. We get the plant needs to stay competitive, but cutting corners on our people isn't the answer. Can you offer, say, 3% now with a step-up plan tied to sales recovery? And what about easing those healthcare premiums? What's the company willing to put on the table to show our folks their value?
You know, Tom, good question, and I'm glad you asked. Let me show you here. Let me start up this PowerPoint, and I'll just put the numbers up. Our offer is not flashy, and it's definitely not what you just said, but it's stable, and it's within our help. It would be within the parameters of helping us remain competitive. So, what we're looking at is a proposal, a 3-year proposal with a wage increase each year. But it's stepped up. So year one would be a 1.5% wage increase. Year two would go to 2%. And then year three, it would be backloaded with an additional 2.5%. We'll maintain current healthcare cost sharing, but we need to raise our deductible in our plan from $750 annually to $1,250 annually in order to keep the plan sustainable. So that's our initial offer.
Bob, I appreciate you laying out the numbers, but let's be straight. This offer is a tough sell for our members. A 1.5% raise in year one barely touches inflation. And stepping up to 2.5% in year three feels like a promise that's too far off when folks are struggling now. That deductible jump from $750 to $1,250, that's a real hit to wallets already stretched thin. I get you're trying to keep the plant competitive, but our workers are the backbone here. Can we talk a 2.5% raise in year one, maybe 3% in year two, and keep the deductible steady? That shows good faith without breaking the bank. What's the company's wiggle room here?
You know, Tom, again, another great question. We don't really have a lot of wiggle room. That's the problem. The competitive aspects, the costs of tariffs that are going to add, you know, things are very unpredictable right now. And we need, as I said, we're not flashy, but we're stable. This offer we've put on the table is one that we feel we can afford, and it will give people some help that they're looking for in their pocketbook. But we can't go to what you're looking at. What we might be able to do is to look at a structuring some kind of a bonus-based system for additional compensation so that if we hit certain payouts for on productivity or attendance, then you guys would share in the gains. So that's something that we could discuss if that would be of interest to your members.
Bob, I hear you on the tight spot with tariffs and unpredictable costs. Our folks feel that uncertainty too. Your offer is stable. Sure, but it's not landing as enough for workers who are already stretched thin. That bonus idea based on productivity or attendance, that could be something. But it's got to be concrete.
Go ahead
Not
and
a maybe.
finish, Tom.
Thanks, Bob. As I was saying, our members need predictability, not just a potential bonus that might not materialize.
Security is exactly why we're trying to avoid getting ahead of ourselves in an uncertain market with this contract. We're also trying to avoid deeper cuts in our investments or headcount reductions. So let's look at some give and take here, as you've suggested, Tom. Let's say that we rearrange the money in the deal so that it goes from the initial proposal of 1.5, 2 to 2.5. We could redistribute the money to 2% each year for the 3-year life of the agreement. That gives you a little bit more in year one, and it'll multiply out over the 3 years. And then if you're open to a small bump in the employee premium share, say 5% more over the term from the number now, then we can keep the deductible flat. You want to take a caucus and see if that is something that you could live with, or do you want to give some feedback?
Bob, that's a step in the right direction with the 2% each year. Our members will appreciate the steadier increase up front. Flattening the deductible is a big deal too. That's real relief. The 5% bump in employee premium share, though, that's going to sting, especially for families. I'd need to caucus to see if that trade-off flies. But quick thought. Could we offset that premium hike with a one-time signing bonus? Say $500 per worker to ease the transition? That might help sell it. Want to clarify the bonus structure you mentioned earlier, or should we take a break to chew on this?
You know, why don't you go and discuss and come back to us? I understand what you're asking, but why don't you go discuss this, come back to us, and then let me know what you think we need to do from there. We can take one more pass at this. That sound good, Tom?
Sounds good, Bob. We'll caucus and chew on the 2% annual raise, flat deductible, and that 5% premium bump. I'll bring back our thoughts on that and whether a signing bonus or tweaking the premium could seal it. Give us a bit, and we'll reconvene to take another pass. I appreciate the back and forth.
Okay, Tom, welcome back from the caucus. Can you give me can you kind of summarize for me where you and your committee are at right now?
Good to be back, Bob. Our committee appreciates the steady 2% raise each year and keeping the deductible flat. That's solid progress. The 5% premium hike, though, is a tough pill, especially for our lower earners. We talked it over, and we're willing to meet you on the premiums if the company can throw in a one-time $750 signing bonus per worker to soften the blow. That'd help our folks feel valued and make this deal more palatable. We're also curious if there's any flexibility on the bonus structure you mentioned earlier. Maybe something tied to productivity that's clearly defined. Where's the company at on this? Can we find common ground here?
Tom, here's a,
Bob?
yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. I'm stuttering here a little bit, Tom, Bob, sorry about that. excuse me. We are, let me sum up with where I think we need to go that might get us over the door here. So 2% a year for 3 years, the adjustments on the, insurance, premiums, as we discussed. A $250 signing bonus is something we could put on the table to kind of try to meet you partway on your request for a one-time payment. And then we could set out some productivity bonuses that would make people eligible for up to $500 more a year, assuming that we hit certain levels of productivity. And we'll have to define those more precisely. But the general concept here is general wage increases of 2% a year, a bump in the premium on the insurance that will help us out with our renewals over the next 3 years. And then between a bonus payout and some productivity incentive bonuses, something that will get money back in your members' pockets to kind of offset that step up in profits. Does that sound like something you could live with?
Bob, I appreciate you pulling that together and meeting us partway. The 2% annual raise and flat deductible are workable, and the $250 signing bonus helps, though it's a bit lighter than the $750 we floated. The productivity bonus up to $500 a year sounds promising, but our members will want clear, achievable targets, nothing vague or out of reach. The 5% premium bump still stings. But with the bonuses, it's starting to feel like a deal we could sell. Let me take this back to the committee one more time to confirm, especially on those productivity bonus details. If we can nail down those targets, we might be close to shaking hands.
That sounds great, Tom. In the meantime, while you're talking about the proposal, we'll get to work on the bonus structure and how we think that would look related to productivity, and we'll have some language ready for you to take a look at, assuming we can move forward from here. That sound good?
That works, Bob. We'll review the 2% raise, $250 signing bonus, 5% premium increase, and the potential $500 productivity bonus with the committee. I appreciate you getting that bonus structure language ready. Clarity on those targets will be key to selling this. We'll circle back soon to see if we can finalize. Thanks for keeping the momentum going.
Okay, Tom, we've got this language for you on the bonuses. I think you're going to like this. It's very attainable, but it will definitely help us offset some of our costs. So this is a potential win-win for both of us, assuming that everything else that we outlined in our last proposal is acceptable to you. If we give you this language, let's see if we can wrap this up and shake hands today and get a TA done on this contract.
Bob, that's music to my ears. We're good with the 2% annual raise, $250 signing bonus, 5% premium bump, and the flat deductible from our last round. The committee's just been waiting on that productivity bonus language. If the targets in this new structure are as attainable as you say, I think we could be looking at a win-win too. Let me review the bonus details with the team quick. If it checks out, I'm ready to shake hands and get that tentative agreement done today. Give me a moment to confirm, and I'll be right back to close this out. Sound good?
Awesome. That sounds great. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
All right, Bob, I'm back. The committee looked over the productivity bonus language, and those targets look fair and attainable. Our folks can work with that. The full package, 2% raise each year. $250 signing bonus, 5% premium increase, flat deductible, and the $500 annual productivity bonus. Got the green light. We're ready to shake hands and call this a tentative agreement. Let's wrap this up and get it done. You good to finalize?
Let me be the first to shake your hand, Tom. I think we have ourselves a deal. Let us know what we can do to help you sell it.
Chuckles, handshake accepted, Bob. We've got a deal. I'll take this TA to our members. They'll like the balance we struck here. Just keep those productivity targets as clear and fair as we discussed, and I think it'll sell itself. Thanks for working through this with us. Let's get the paperwork sorted and make it official.
Okay, Grok, switch to coach mode and give some feedback on our discussion, things that we did well, things we might have done better, and any other thoughts that you may have that I haven't asked about.
All right. Switching to coach mode. Great job on the negotiation role play. Let's break it down. What you did well. Both sides showed strong commitment to realistic dialogue. Bob, you nailed the company's perspective. emphasizing financial constraints like the 12% sales drop and tariff pressures, which grounded your offers in a believable context. Tom's responses, channeling the workers' needs, kept the pressure on for fair wages and benefits while staying open to compromise. The back and forth was dynamic. You both used data like inflation rates and deductible figures to anchor arguments, which added credibility. Proposals evolved logically, like Bob's shift from 1.5% 2.5% to a steady 2%, and the introduction of bonuses. The caucus breaks were a smart touch, mimicking real negotiations and giving space for reflection. By the end, the handshake moment felt earned, with both sides giving and taking. What could have been better? Bob, at times your responses had a bit of hesitation, like the stuttering moment, which could read as less confident in a real negotiation. Smoother delivery might strengthen your position. Also, the initial offer of 1.5% felt a touch low, risking early pushback. Starting closer to 2% might have built trust faster. For Tom, while you pushed hard for workers, you could have leaned more into specific worker stories or data, like rising living costs, to emotionally bolster the 5% wage demand. Both sides might have explored one more creative option, like flexible hours or training programs, to show broader thinking. Lastly, the productivity bonus targets were finalized a bit quickly. Fleshing out a sample target during the role play could have added depth. Other thoughts? The pacing was excellent. You kept the negotiation moving without rushing, and the tension felt authentic. Bob's pivot to bonuses as a compromise was a highlight. Showing flexibility.
Continue.
To continue where I left off. Tom's ability to counter with a one-time signing bonus was a sharp move. It showed responsiveness to workers' immediate needs while keeping the pressure on Bob to sweeten the deal. The negotiation also benefited from both of you maintaining a respectful tone, which kept things collaborative even when positions differed. One area to refine further. Bob, you could have probed Tom more on the union's priorities, like asking which was more critical. Wages or healthcare, to potentially split the difference in a way that felt like a bigger win for the company. Tom, you might have pushed for a slightly higher signing bonus, closer to $500, before settling. As the jump from 750 to 250 felt a bit steep. Another thought, incorporating a brief mention of external factors like industry wage trends or competitor benefits could have added another layer of realism to the discussion. Overall, the role play was engaging and mirrored the give and take of a real bargaining session beautifully. If you want to tweak anything, maybe try adding one curveball, like a last-minute demand or concession, to test adaptability next time. Want me to dive deeper into any specific part?
Dive into the idea of the tweak.
All right, let's dive into that tweak idea. Adding a curveball to test adaptability in the negotiation. A curveball could be a sudden, realistic disruption that forces both sides to think on their feet, mimicking the unpredictability of real collective bargaining. For example, as Bob, you could have introduced a last-minute demand from the company's board, like a freeze on overtime pay, to cut costs further, just as you're nearing agreement. This would have pushed Tom to either counter with a creative trade-off, say, swapping overtime for extra vacation days, or double down on a key priority, like the signing bonus. Alternatively, as Tom, you could have thrown in a late union demand, like a safety protocol overhaul due to recent workplace incidents, which would have tested Bob's ability to balance budget constraints with worker welfare. The beauty of a curveball is it shakes up the rhythm, revealing how well each side can pivot under pressure. To make it work, keep it plausible. Don't go so wild it derails the deal.